This is the RCI Midday News Edition with me, Keisha St. Helen, for today, 10th April 2025. We start off with news that Sinusha is represented at the Sea Trade Expo in Miami, Florida, by a host of tourism officials who are marketing the country as a disembarkation destination for cruise passengers. President of the Community Tourism Agency, Dahlia, says the Caribbean Tourism Association is present to advertise many of the local community attractions being pioneered by St. Lucians. Spreading this knowledge, she says, will encourage cruise visitors to partake in the country's tourism packages.
Today, the Community Tourism Agency is at Sea Trade for us to talk about the new experiences that we've developed as part of the cruise industry or the sector. Experiences on shore, the onshore experiences are very important, and they form an integral part of you know, what goes on as it pertains to cruise. So today, the Community Tourism Agency is proud to be at Sea Trade, and we are proud to introduce the new products that we've developed so far.
Making its debut at the expo was the National Taxi Union, represented by its president, Terry Valsin. He says the union will make a case for its members as a pivotal stakeholder in the local tourism industry.
Today, it's my first actual experience with the Sea Trade, being part of a team representing St. Lucia and part of the National Taxi Union. Well, I think it was an opportunity given to us by the Ministry of Tourism in order to come and experience firsthand what the sector entails. We strongly believe that's a move in the right direction, because at the end of the day, too many at times taxi drivers have been on the sideline. And the coming through the re-establishment of the National Taxi Union, this is an area we want to venture in order to strengthen the sector. We believe a lot of our taxi drivers are left in the dark as to what entails in the whole tourism sector. And coming out here, we believe we'll take our experience and our ideas and our connections back in St. Lucia and how we could improve our product.
Director of Global Marketing at the St. Lucia Tourism Authority, Dexter Purcell, says it is important to showcase St. Lucia as not just a port destination, but a disembarkation one. The goal, he says, is to get more cruise passengers off the ships and on the ground.
Part of what we are doing from a marketing point of view is to really assess our customer service relation. So we're looking at our port ratings and how we can improve and enhance the service that we offer to in St. Lucia. A big part of what we have to offer is the multiple excursion and tours. We have the community tourism area first. We have a number of niche items, niche tours that have not been getting the spotlight. So as a tourism authority, we really want to bring all of this together under one umbrella. We can expose all aspects of St. Lucia to our global partners.
Chief Executive Officer of the Tourism Authority, Louis Lewis, says the authority is making concerted efforts at the expo to drive greater participation in the local economy.
We are here today at Sea Trade Cruise Global 2025 to really refresh our relationship with a number of cruise ship operators that service St. Lucia on an annual basis. What we are bringing to them this time is really the new products that are coming to market to encourage more of their passengers visiting Port Castries to disembark from the vessels. And the more tours that people take is the greater the benefits for us as a country. And we are just exposing them to the new range of products that are available so they can have a wider range for persons who have visited St. Lucia on previous visits that they can participate in. And that is the objective of the cruise sector.
That was the CEO of Tourism Authority, Louis Lewis. In other news, young men have the potential to do great things. That is according to Equity and Social Justice Minister Joachim Henry, who addressed participants of the Our Boys Matter campaign this week. Minister Henry says he remains confident in the potential of young men and says they need particular care and attention from society at large.
To tell the young men this morning that I am not afraid for young men in St. Lucia. In every aspect of the living. And I'm not one that subscribes to the notion that non fini, we will never finish. We go about our lives, and sometimes in the history of St. Lucia, you would find that we approach life differently. And the season sometimes reaches where sometimes we are not understood and we do not understand how society is moving and we seem strange in it. And we may have come to the point where a lot of our young men feel alienated, feel like society no longer looks like what they want it to be. So they're moving in one direction and society is moving in another.
Henry says the programs of the Ministry of Equity assist young men in finding their place and reintegrating into the wider society.
The ministry is that we have a menu of interventions, social protection systems, and they all sometimes targeting the same individuals in one way or the other, but with different thematic approaches. So, for example, we have the Kudme Setlisi program. It's geared towards households, but of course you would find young men in those households. You also have holistic opportunities for personal empowerment, HOPE, designed to provide support to vulnerable population, and young men would have been included as well. We have developed some of our the short-term employment program, our back to school, a number of safety nets, and even under the Basic Need Trust Fund, under the Caribbean Development Bank program, when you look at how it's designed in terms of who we target, young men are also featured. You've had our Boys Matter program.
The minister implores society and sector leaders to start doing right by young men by giving them the resources and tools they need.
And I think the ministry through SSDF is doing the right thing. To join you, understand you, work with you, provide you with the help as you navigate. I am comfortable that you will make use of the opportunities that's presented. You will make the necessary adjustments. You have to, because you need to get on board and try to work with society as society try to work with
you. That was Equity Minister Joachim Henry. More on the broadcast. James Samuel, a resident of Miku, was arrested after a major drug interception at Beaufort Wharf. Customs officials discovered 697 grams of cannabis and 990 grams of cannabis resin in a barrel shipped from Canada. Samuel was present during the recovery and was taken into custody. A follow-up search warrant was executed at his residence, where additional 530 grams of cannabis and 564 cannabis plants were found. Samuel was formally charged with possession of controlled drugs, possession or with intent to supply cannabis resin, importation and cultivation of a controlled plant. He was bailed in the sum of $12,000. Meanwhile, the Royal St. Lucia Police Force and other law enforcement agencies conducted a large-scale operation targeting criminal activity in Wilton's Yard and surrounding areas. The operation aimed to recover illegal firearms, narcotics, and stolen property, arrest individuals linked to drug and violent crimes, and disrupt criminal transport routes. The operation was carried out in two phases. Phase one involved 30 search warrants, arresting 8 individuals and recovering over 1,400 grams of cocaine, ammunition, stolen electronics, unregistered motorcycles, and 9mm ammunition found in abandoned buildings. Phase 2 involved traffic enforcement, stopping 78 vehicles and recording 40 traffic violations. A mobile command station was deployed to maintain coordination. Several individuals were formally charged and appeared before the First District Court, including Karim Luke Sylvester, Jamaki Jalui, Daniel Danison Marshall George, Tafari Cauldron, Alexander Johnny, Gregor Jabatiste, and Alfred Christopher. Bail conditions were assigned to all defendants. The Royal St. Lucia Police Force remains committed to combating crime and restoring peace in St. Lucian communities, and further operations of this nature are expected. And to end today, a new note is being struck in Soufré, one that echoes opportunity, discipline, and creativity. The Soufré Regional Development Foundation has officially launched its community youth orchestra, introducing dozens of young hopefuls to a formal music training program led by some of the island's most accomplished musicians. That is a Thursday's broadcast. We look back at the headlines. St. Lucia Tourism Authority pushes for more cruise passenger engagement in local economy. Equity Minister urges the society to invest in young men's potential. And Miku man charged with drug importation and cultivation. Thank you for listening. I am Keisha St. Helen. This has been the RCI Midday News Edition for today, 10th April 2025. Good afternoon.